Show with Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Stupid management.
The people are real. The cases are real. This is
Tom and Ollie. I just called
to say. So when we say the name Bill Shorten, what goes through your head?
Nothing.
Nothing. You know Malcolm Turnbull?
Isn't he the president? No, the Prime Minister.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Oh, sounds like she's had a big weekend.
Well, that lady Sharon can join the club, Tom, because yeah, a bit dusty over here. I'm not sure about you, but
I thought we said that we would never talk about big weekends on air ever again.
No, every now and then it's fine, and some birthdays matter. And my girlfriend's 30th was on the weekend. I think that's an important one.
No, sorry, that's not the biggest birthday to come, Ollie. It's my birthday week.
I like how you've scaled back from birthday month, which hasn't happened. You've received nothing.
Well, it was content ideas for you. It was so that you could, you know, involved in silly activities that you want to plan.
I don't do content for you, mate. It's not the Tom Show. Okay, your birthday is next week, and I will get something ready for you. I will get something exciting.
You've said that way too many times. You're literally the boy who cried wolf right now.
No, you don't know what that saying means. Doesn't apply at all.
Doesn't it?
The boy who cried wolf, that's when you need help.
Yeah.
For weak reasons.
Yeah.
You don't get it when you actually need
cool,
it.
Cool, I'll mark that down under who gives a shit. Tonight, we're going to find out the most beautiful place in Australia, as well as I might get morbid very soon, Ollie. I might get morbid whilst looking into the future.
Awesome. I've also got a great story that I heard whilst I was out partying from a dude who got extreme revenge on his girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend, rather. It's juicy stuff.
Okay.
We should start the show on a Monday, as always, with Ollie's carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Nobody likes this. Why do you keep doing it?
It is one of the biggest hits we've ever had.
Ugh.
Up next, a chance to get involved with a very cryptic music quiz.
Great. I'll be sticking around. This is Don't Need Love, Johnny Diesel and the Injectors, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Welcome to Triple M. Hope this isn't your first time. You're with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. That was Don't Need Love, Johnny Diesel and the Injectors.
Tom, we have made a Monday tradition of doing what we call Ollie's... Yeah, I have. Ollie's carefully worded cryptic music challenge. Forgot the crazy in there. There's also a crazy in there. It's where I present a cryptic clue, which I do love to do on a weekend, a cryptic crossword.
Who does a cryptic crossword?
My nana.
Yeah.
And others, because they're popular, because they're in every paper.
I don't reckon Triple M audiences do a...
You'd love cryptic... a quick crossword, wouldn't you? Oh, this one's quick. I'll do that. That's easy.
Nah, I just love the comic book. Comic strip, like Norbert.
Well, guess what, Tom?
Man. Ooh, it's crazy because he's naked.
Well, it's audio medium, Tom. Can't do comics. What we can do is cryptic clues. So I'm going to give you a clue here, and it's going to contain two Triple M bands, two bands that we play, all right?
Okay.
The clue is, they're red and dangerous sparks. They're red and dangerous sparks.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Two bands in there. Tom, your first guess is Red Hot Chili Peppers. I can tell you that's wrong.
Oh, but it says red in there.
Well, that's the thing with cryptic clues is that they hint at stuff.
Is the second part Dangerous Dave?
No.
Who is with Kennedy Malloy, the best drive show in the country?
No, he doesn't. He's not a band, though. So, no, it's not Dangerous Dave.
But it has dangerous in it.
To get involved, as always, you message us on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. Good try, Tom.
Okay.
But you've got to separate the clue. The clue is in the same...
They're red and
as always. Split it at a certain point. I won't tell you exactly where
split
just
ends.
Yet. No. They're red...
But you said split.
Don't pretend to be dumb because you're just naturally dumb. So don't put it on because you don't need to.
I'm not.
They're red and dangerous sparks.
Yeah.
Where's that divide? I'll tell you if you can't get it soon. Facebook, Tom and Ollie. Give us a message.
It always ends just a little bit off, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's your job, so I can't control that.
No, it should end with a bang. Everything should end with a bang, and that can be in your control.
Well, there's a bang in the clue as well. So.
What?
Well, there wasn't, but I've just given you a little hint there.
Oh, God. Okay, cool.
You're struggling.
Get involved on Facebook, Tom and Ollie. That's Ollie with a Y. Up next, a question, because we have questions on this show, a question that everyone should be able to answer, and everybody should be answering, looking to the future. It may be a bit morbid, though. I'll fill you in up next. This is Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Yeah, we have questions. Oh, they certainly are, Thin Lizzy. The boys are back. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We've got new DMAs to spin in a second, as well as In Excess. So don't just stick around. Don't go anywhere else. I don't know why you would.
Great tunes, Tom. Speaking of tunes, we just gave the clue out for Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge. The clue was, they're red and dangerous sparks. Now, the team here said it was too hard, but already on Facebook, congrats to Sean Schaefer and Tom White messaging in, both getting one of the bands out of the two in that clue correct, and both different.
Oh.
A different one correct. So, again, there are two bands in there. They're Red and Dangerous Sparks.
They
give us a
red.
Message. They are Red and Dangerous Sparks. Give us a message on Facebook, Tom and Ollie.
Ollie, we have questions on this show. That's what we do. I've got a question for you straight up here.
Hit me, bro.
What do you want on your tombstone?
Legend.
Really? That's it?
Absolute legend.
So just Oliver Morris, you know, 1990 to 20, to, you know, 2019.
Yeah. No, I've thought about it. I don't want that.
Okay, what do you want?
You want something fun though, don't you? Because
you do.
A lot of them just say loving father and son, and it's like, well, they all say that.
Exactly. I was walking through the cemetery today, actually, and
it's morbid.
What?
Why were you doing that?
What do you mean? That's fine. That's what you do. You can't. What? A guy can't. What? A guy can't walk through a cemetery?
Were you in your
what?
Were you in your black hoodie again?
Chastising? I was in my black hoodie. What's wrong with that? And it did start raining, and so I had to put the hood on, and I thought, this looks very, very sinister.
And Metallica playing in the background, was it?
No, I was actually playing the Gang of Youth album, Go Father in Lightness, Aria Warmening.
Why were you walking through a, what's it called, a cemetery?
A cemetery. To get to a park. The park's on the other side of the cemetery, so I walked through the cemetery.
Wow, was that eerie? You get
it was
scared.
Cool. It was kind
of
cool.
You get scared of ghosts and stuff normally.
It was interesting. That pretty much all of them said a kind and gentle, if it's a man, kind and gentle man. Mm. Like that's all, or generous. Like they've all got those types of words.
Generous.
I'm reading one here.
Friendly.
I'm reading one here from a lady who died in Texas. On her tombstone, it said, and it's kind of looking from above, and it's on the base of the tombstone, and it just says, if you can read this, you are standing on my boobs, which is an interesting one to put on your tombstone.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Is that where's that from online? That wasn't at your cemetery.
No. This is
no. Your house is that fun,
mate. I went to boardpanda.com and looked for funny tombstone.
Okay, that's the best one.
But there was another one of just a guy who said, "I told you I was sick." But to have, you know, it's your lasting impression. 133353. What do you want on your tombstone? What do you want your lasting impression to be?
I'm guessing. Would you want to have just like Ollie's co-host? Or what would you? How would you want to be remembered?
Never believed in cryptic clues.
It's cryptic crosswords.
Brad, what do you want on your tombstone, mate?
I reckon I'll have your shout.
It's your
shout for drinks.
It's your shout for drinks. Why do you want that?
Well, I'm sick of buying everyone else drinks, so it's about time someone else can have buy me a drink.
Yeah, but
if that happened, would you be happy if people come up to you and poured a pot of beer on your tombstone?
Yeah, well, I did for my mate because I poured his last stubby over his tombstone, so hopefully someone could do the same thing for me.
Oh, that's nice.
What was his last beer, like a VB or something?
VB stubby.
Oh, mate, classic.
He didn't even open it.
I love it. Well, good on you, Brad. Keep pouring those beers on tombstones. 133353. If you could have something on your tombstone, what would you want it to be? What's your lasting impression? Everyone should be thinking about this.
Mm.
We're all terminal. We're all going to die.
Yeah.
133353. This is new DMAs now. It's called Do I Need You Now? New music here on Triple M with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. What do you think of that one? It's called Do I Need You Now by DMAs. You can let us know what you think. You just head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M Club member. You're with Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And look, I've thrown up a morbid one for you, but I think it's something we should be thinking about, the future. When you're dead, it's Monday. I shouldn't have started like that.
Oh.
But look, when you pass, we're going to have a tombstone. Maybe, I don't know. It depends how you want to go. But what do you want in your tombstone? What do you want your lasting impression to be?
There's your question.
Yeah.
That's your question, Tom.
Should I play something fun underneath it?
Well, this is for Italian stuff. Don't,
right,
waste that sound on non-Italian things.
I'm never playing it.
Tom, I think it is a bit morbid for a Monday. I mean, you know, some of us had a big weekend. I don't think it's very nice of you to bring up such existential questions.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
And my brain hasn't got enough or any funny answers, so I've got nothing for you.
I know. Your eyes have more bags than a T2 store.
Well, you've been to a T2 store. That's how cool you are. Was that your weekend, was it? Oh, I've been to the T2 store.
Should have said a bushel store.
Chamomile. Aren't you cool?
Hey, Billy.
How's it going, guys?
Yeah, good, buddy. What do you reckon you want on your tombstone?
I want a motion sensor that plays noises as you give it a bath.
And what kind of noises would you want them to be playing with this motion sensor that you installed?
You could go two ways. You could have someone like banging underground for a start.
Yeah.
Or you could just be like, oh, g'day, mate. And
yeah. Yeah, nice.
A few catchphrases of yours, maybe.
Some banging or some g'day, mate. I like that. Hey, Steve, how you doing?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, good, buddy. What do you want in your tombstone?
I told you I was sick.
Nah.
Yeah, good.
Are you sick, Steve?
Nah, not sick at all. Oh, well, that can be arguable sometimes.
300 metres. Turn left.
Okay, get ready to turn left, Steve. Quick, mate. Come on, 300 metres. 200 out. Take it now, Steve. Take that left.
Indicate now, Steve. Freddie, I'm 133353. What would you want on your tombstone?
I was here.
I was here?
I was here, and when I was here, I have life rocks.
Life rocks.
Life rocks.
Yeah, that's just a real positive message with a bit of Triple M in it.
That's the one, because I was here when I was up there, but now I'm down there.
Yeah, we get it.
How about, I come from the land down under?
No, I'm now in the land down under.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that probably makes more sense. Stick to the T, mate.
It's not a song, though.
Pat.
Yeah.
We're talking tombstones, mate. What do you want on it?
I was going to get one of my mates told me it was a bit of a joke, but it would be, finally, I can stop clapping. I didn't really get it at first, but he says, because we literally never stop clapping all our lives, we finally stop when we die. So I was fair enough. Yeah.
But that's that theory that when you stop clapping, it's just a pause between claps, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pause in between the next one, apparently. It'd just be like,
partly profound, partly just inane as a theory or a statement. But good on him.
Tom, what do you reckon you want in your tombstone?
I reckon I want to get Avenge Me written on my tombstone.
Why Avenge Me?
Oh, no, just keep everyone guessing.
It's like a Tom Cruise film, isn't it?
Maybe.
And I also feel like, Tom, you know, if you're walking through a cemetery and someone does have Avenge Me written on it, you are going to stop and read the name.
Yeah, probably.
I do like it. You do want something eye-catching. You want something that's going to grab attention. Because that's what when I was walking through the cemetery today, that's what it was
How about watch out?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to read your name.
Don't mind the ghost. That kind of eerie. Well,
and that's all you want. You just want something that's going to make people stop, make them read your name, and then you're remembered.
I might just have get a life.
Stop walking through cemeteries. Yeah. Andrew, finally, what do you reckon you want on your tombstone?
Well, mate, I work in a cemetery, and some of the things I've actually seen on there, you guys be
great.
Pretty impressed.
Yeah, what have you seen?
Photos of people standing next to their vegetable crops.
like the dead person in a photo.
The deceased person, he's there with his vegetable crop. That's
good.
What he said.
Yeah. It's a proud moment.
It was. I had another gentleman on his headstone. He had ladies' G-strings.
Oh,
whoa.
Actual
just
ones
dangling.
Hanging off it?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Well,
it's interesting.
Good on him.
Hey, Andrew, is it tough when you're working at the cemetery? Because I was walking through one today. Is it tough to kind of have fun? Or do you have to have fun kind of behind the scenes?
You just got to have a weird sense of humour.
Yeah.
That's it. You can look at it, you can read the headstones, and you make fun of people's names.
Totally.
Like, last name's Flop, and you think, oh, God, I hope his name's not.
Yeah, good.
John Flop.
Because I always feel like you can't really be larrikins out and about in front of everyone, because someone's probably there mourning. Like, you have to do it a bit behind the scenes. Well, thank you very much, Andrew.
On Facebook, Tom, John message saying, how about I'm not dead?
Yeah, good.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. The only question we have is how the hell is Home and Away still on air? We'd rather listen to these two. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
We're just talking about what you want on your tombstone, which I know is a bit morbid for Monday. But Ash has messaged in on Facebook at Tom and Ollie. She said, see you soon. She'd want that written on her tombstone, which is quite good. And John said, I'm still here.
Yeah,
which
great.
Is interesting. I like it.
On you, John. Tom,
again, it's just something to draw your eye so you get remembered.
Is that what it's about?
Yes.
When you die, it's about getting attention.
You don't want to be known as a generous man. You want someone to know I'm still here.
Even in death, Tom, you're still just hungering for that attention.
Totally,
isn't
mate. Yeah,
it's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, ego's a hard thing to.
Here's a wide ranging question, Tom.
Yeah, I won't finish them. Yep. Sorry, go.
Oh, just listen up. Here's a wide ranging question. This can go anywhere. But where is the most beautiful place in Australia? Where is the most beautiful, the most quintessentially? Maybe profound, maybe interesting.
My bedroom.
But at the core, beautiful. No, that just smells of two men sweating away. I think, I've got my own opinion. It could be controversial. It's actually not a popular choice, I don't think.
Oh.
But where do you think it is? Where is the most stunning place in Australia?
Maybe you've been camping, hiking, walking, fishing, hunting, running.
Yeah.
In a beautiful place in Australia.
Where is it? Where's the best spot?
We have questions. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, 133353. In excess, don't change. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Don't go anywhere because we want to know if you got revenge on an ex very soon because Ollie heard a story in a nightclub smoking area.
At 4 a.m. Yes, I was up that late. Yes, I'm still paying for it. Tom, I want to ask this question. Where's the most beautiful place in Australia? It could help you if you're going on a holiday soon. Could be good for planning. I don't know. I would have said, in my experience, that the most beautiful place in Australia would have to be like somewhere in Queensland, like a beach, or maybe Tasmania for that beautiful rugged wilderness. But a friend of mine just came back from Alice Springs, and particularly he was living quite close to Uluru, and he was like, man, I was there for a year. It is the most beautiful place in Australia.
I know, I still want to go to Uluru.
He said the sunsets are just insane. I mean, you hang out for that time of night where it's just this profound...
don't they call it the golden hour or something where it lights up red?
Yeah.
They probably don't call it the golden hour then,
no,
do they?
No, the red hour. But yeah, he said the colours were one of the most amazing parts of it. Was you just, it's the sunsets and the sunrises and it's just, I mean, during the day it's pretty damn hot. But I was like, okay, I wouldn't have thought that, but Uluru, sure.
Well, that's why they say you should go to Uluru in winter because you don't get all the flies.
Yeah.
It's not as hot. I mean, it's freezing at night.
Kind of the same as Queensland as well. Like, it's kind of good in winter there because summer's just
you
really
mean here?
Hot.
We're everywhere at once, mate.
Well, I'm just saying, you mean...
Yeah, you said there. It's here. It's everywhere.
Just think what you're saying for a second. Just have a think. Does that work?
Mate.
Does that make sense?
Don't tell me to think. Always thinking.
We're chatting about Australian places. We can't say here for everywhere.
We can.
Okay, let's see how it goes.
Hey, Helen, how you doing?
How you doing, boys?
Are you a big traveller across Australia? You'd been done much of the Australian outback?
I've done probably more than most because I work for the Flying Doctor.
Oh, amazing.
Well done.
Is that just like the most incredible job ever?
Yeah, it's awesome. So I tend to work up in the gas fields at the moment, but it's an amazing job and I've seen some outstanding places
Where's the most beautiful place?
There's a place called the Arcadia Valley. It's in north of Roma. It's up around the Carnarvon Gorge area.
Oh, okay.
And anybody who's ever been there and all of us that work up there, we're very lucky too. It's called God's Country for a reason.
Really? So inland?
Yeah.
How far inland?
So you've got to go to Roma and then you've got to go about 180 k's north of Roma.
Okay.
So heading due north.
Right.
Up towards, so basically Carnarvon Gorge is on one side of the highway and the Arcadia Valley is on the other side.
Brilliant stuff.
And like a nice resort, Helen, like can I get comfortable or is it?
Oh, there's a couple of like holiday places up there. So there's like the Arcadia Valley Escape, which is like a camping touristy place and you can go horse riding and stuff through the valley. But there's a lot of camping
stuff
up there as well.
Nightclubs or?
No, it's a little bit on the quiet side, but there's like a 1,000-star resort if you'd like to go camping. It's just beautiful.
Wow, that's
up there.
A lot of stars.
That is good. Thank you very much, Helen. I'd love to speak more about your job at some other point, because I'd love to hear about the ins and outs of the Flying Doctor service.
Yeah.
It would be absolutely, utterly interesting and amazing.
Well, let's find out later on.
Yeah, true. Hey, Jeanette.
Hello.
Where's the most beautiful place in Australia, you reckon?
Well, to me, especially, it's a place called Camp Coots in New South Wales.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Whereabouts
is that? It's like coming back from Waterfall. It's like coming back from Waterfall. There's like a little road down for a waterfall.
And why is it so beautiful? Take us there. Explain. Paint a story. Paint a picture in our minds.
Well, it's kind of like special scout-wise because each group has their own little spot where they camp. And so, like, it's you know, written in wood. Each group has their own little bit. And, like, there's just trees everywhere. It's just sand on the ground. So
sounds
like,
quite personal to you, Janet. Quite intrinsically personal to your experience.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, it's the only place I can walk around without a light. You know, I mean, I can walk around in pitch black. Yeah, I can walk around in pitch black and I know where I'm going. I know how many steps it is towards my campsite, you know.
Yeah. But if I didn't, would I hurt myself doing that?
You would totally fall on your bum. All right. That's
it. Well, that's not beautiful then, is it? That isn't beautiful.
We want more of these or...?
Go one more, Tom.
Yeah, go one more.
Go one more.
What we're finding here, everyone together, is that it's not just about saying where the place is that makes it the most beautiful place in Australia. You kind of want something like stunning waterfalls and sheer rock cliffs. You know, you need to take us
You need
there.
To get a travel agency opinion about it and really sell it. Otherwise, we're just going, all right, well, I'll take your word for it.
It's down the road. You take an exit 5 kilometres down. Look, we'll try one more with Mick. Hey, Mick, where's the most beautiful place in Australia?
Broome.
Yeah, great.
Now sell it to me, Mick. Why Broome?
Well, it just I was on a work holiday in 86, travelling around Australia in a four-wheel drive.
Yeah,
okay.
And I got over there. I got a job. Yeah. It was just Cable Beach. Yeah. The thing was that if you're looking at something spectacular, the sunsets were just absolutely brilliant.
That's good.
They had four pubs. You used to have a happy hour and you'd go around and the last pub you went to.
All right. Is he going to Broome now? Is he? We're losing him.
I think so.
Well, there's pubs in Broome, though, and good sunsets.
Hey, we might go down to one of the worst questions we've asked. Up next, we'll ask how you got revenge
on it. Was
that
your idea? I think it was.
You brought it. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. It's Malibu with Hull, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Tom, before you read out a message on Facebook from Ash regarding the what you want on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
And Ash
she had a great one, saying see you soon.
Ash messaged in saying yes, and you said that she had a good one saying see you soon.
Yeah.
On Facebook, Ash has responded saying, sorry, it's me, Ash, regular messenger. Yeah. I'm a guy, I'm a man. He said, geez, come on, Mr. I assume gender's Bainbridge. You know, you think you say progressive, Tom, but you go and assume that Ash is a woman. He wants an apology. He said, I deserve an on-air apology from Mr. Assuming Gender Bainbridge.
Cis male Ash?
Cis male?
I'm terribly sorry.
What's a cis male?
Oh, shut up, mate.
Now, what is a cis male, though?
Cis male, that's the gender you were born with, yeah. No. Oh, I don't know.
You don't even know. You look at you.
Oh, God.
Oh, LGBTQIA. Is cis in there?
Cis male is the gender the gender you identify is the same gender as what you're born.
See, you've got to admit, Tom, it's too hard. All this stuff's too hard.
Okay, you've gone too far now. Shut up. Come on.
What is cis? No, anyway.
Shut up.
Tom, up next, I want to ask this question. How did you get revenge on an ex? Because I heard a ripper story from a guy in the smoking area
at
of the nightclub I was at 4:30 a.m.
Oh, no.
Man, we were having chats, chats,
oh,
deep
God.
Chats.
Oh, no.
And a good little hybrid that I was sucking down on. Told me a great story about getting revenge on an ex, and you've got to hear it.
You with Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Stick around. We have questions. Copperhead Road, Steve Earle. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and I've got that Toto not remix.
Oh, cover?
Yeah.
Jeez, I thought I had a big weekend.
No, shut up, mate. You're with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. That's what we do.
I will reveal in about 10 minutes the answer to Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge.
Oh, we are a development show tonight.
If you missed it, the clue was they're red and dangerous sparks, and that's got two Triple M bands in it.
Mm.
Now, Tom, over the weekend, as I mentioned, heard a ripper revenge story. So I want to ask this question. How did you get revenge on an ex? This is an ex story, like revenge on the ex, but I would take any revenge stories.
Yeah. I don't think people take revenge on people. And I think if they do, don't feel like it's revenge. Because
you're a pushover. I think people do.
Would you let me speak? Would you let me speak, please?
Yeah, sure.
I think people...
Go ahead.
No, I want to
speak
hear your story.
All you want.
I want to hear your story.
Okay, good.
Go.
I was in the club, clubs, and I was at the smokers area and having a chat to this dude next to me. Very, very handsome guy. side note, a bit older than me, probably about 40 years old. And I mentioned I was on the radio and he said, well, here's a story for you. He had a girlfriend of about 3 years that he dated. This is a while ago now, but he said, it actually came from a deep well of emotion because he said to me, this is still messing me up, this whole saga. Years on. They dated for about 3 years, his girlfriend and him. And then after that, at that 3 year mark, he found out she was cheating on him, right? They broke up. He ended it. Some years went past and then she got engaged to a new man, right? So she's engaged. She's got a fiance. It's approaching their wedding and he hasn't spoken to her much at all. He gets a text from her saying, hey, come round. He's like, aren't you engaged? Like you've got a fiance. And she said, yeah, I do. But like, I just want you to come round. I think it'd be, you know, come on, let's just do it. So he goes round to his ex-girlfriend's place, knowing she's got a fiance, they're getting married soon, and she wants to do it, and so he does it, but he's still obviously very hurt about what happened.
Hang on. Yeah, okay.
So they do the deed, and then he hides throughout her bathroom and house and bedroom heaps of his business cards hidden away in different spots so that once he leaves and they don't speak again quite a while. The guy ends up, the fiance, this dude ends up calling this guy going, why are your cards all through my house? What's going on? What's going on? And he got the last laugh. I mean, they ended up breaking up.
That is a horrible story.
Well, you say that, but.
That's so horrible.
That was, it's bleak. It's bleak.
No, I mean, why would the guy do that?
Well, okay, I guess he got cheated on. I guess he was pretty hurt. But after 3 years,
have sex with her. Don't go around and hook up with her. That's a terrible thing to do. That's a horrible thing
to do.
Well,
I'm not saying revenge is great. He said it's best served cold. And he, as I said, he was quite...
That's got me down.
In turmoil. Oh, has it?
Yeah,
oh, are you okay?
Sad.
Well, yeah, it is sad. Lots of things happen that are sad. It's good revenge, though.
No, I don't think it is. I think it's petty. Sweet. And ridiculous. You don't play with someone and with sex as well. That's just so wrong.
Oh, man, I'm not endorsing it. You've got to say, well, he got his revenge, didn't he?
Wasn't right. 133353. Did you get revenge? And maybe on an ex or someone else you know? I don't think it happens, but Jack, you've got revenge on your ex.
Yeah. I caught my fiance cheating 6 weeks before our wedding. And then she wouldn't move out of my house. Legal reasons, I couldn't get her out. So she never drank while we were together. And then she started drinking while she was still living in my house. And I may have urinated in her wine a few times.
Whoa.
That's illegal. Don't do that.
And were you there for the witnessing of that, Jack?
I don't want to talk to any more of Jack. That's okay. We don't need any more of that. Don't urinate in people's drinks when they don't know about it, people.
Mate, these stories aren't for you to judge. It's not about you giving...
Yes,
you're not
we
Judge
are
Judy.
Broadcasters in the media, Ollie. We have to have some kind of, you know, we have to have some type of say on these things. You have to have right. some
what's
kind
your,
of...
So what's your official ruling?
My official ruling is do not urinate in people's drinks.
There you go. If you're wondering whether you should do that or not... Don't do it. I mean, I agree with you, Tom, but yeah, I mean, I think it goes without saying.
Yeah.
But revenge stories, how'd you get revenge? 133353. Come on, Tom, you can handle it.
Keep it legal. This is Weezer Africa, the cover, Tom and Ollie, Triple M. It's Weezer covering Toto's Africa. Some would call it a remix. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions not far away. We'll ask for more uses for that plastic tub. Don't worry, we'll get into it soon. You'll get what I mean.
We're going where Tom is fearful to go, and these are revenge stories, Tom.
I've got the dumb button ready, Ollie.
Yeah, well, the question is, how did you get revenge on a friend, on an ex, on a boss, whatever it is? We'll take your stories. Tom is worried. I mean, you're right, Tom, to say that we're not endorsing this stuff. These are the things that people do when they get emotional. I mean, it's not about, we're not trying to validate things that have happened. I mean, that was a pretty yucky story. Mm. But let's hear from Kathy on 133353. How'd you get revenge, Kathy?
My ex cheated on me and he wanted to marry his new girlfriend.
Ooh.
And part of the ugly process was he drained our joint bank account.
Oh, my God.
I was living in the US at the time and... Since we were no longer together, I was coming back to Australia and I told him he had till the end of the week to give me my money or I'd be in Australia and good luck getting a divorce.
Oh,
and he showed up with the cash.
Good.
So he can't divorce you if you're not in the country?
Well, I said he really struggled to find me.
Yeah, good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, because you need both parties, don't you, agreeing to divorce?
Yeah, he needed paperwork signed. So it looked really shady. We showed up in like a dark parking lot and he had a wad of cash in there.
Oh my God.
Cool.
Sweet,
that's fun.
Sweet deal.
Nice. Phil, 133353, how did you get revenge? Or who did you get revenge on first?
With an ex-girlfriend from many, many years ago. I've been married for about 17 years now, so it was way before that. This girl I was going out with, she basically ripped me off, ran up my phone bills to a point where I had thousands of dollars worth of phone bills.
Who has that anymore? Don't you get free calls, standard text
now? Yeah, it's a long time ago. I thought, well, I traced her for about 6 months trying to get money out of her. I knew it was never going to happen. Mm. Thought about getting legal advice, but there was no point. So I arranged to go down and meet her one more time just to see, just on the off chance that she might have decided to give me money. Didn't happen. So I thought, okay, well, we'll go for one last hoo-ha in the back of the car. Drove her about 25 k's away from her home. Made sure she didn't have shoes on. Said, "I just we're going to go for a drive."
Oh, come on, mate. Oh.
Did the business in the back of the car.
Oh, okay. I don't want any more of that one. Ashley,
wanted to walk home, did you?
I think so. Yeah. Ashley, 133. Let's not endorse that type of behavior, please. Anything that involves like you're getting revenge through sex. It's like, come on, grow up. You don't need to have sex and then get revenge on them. Leave the sex out of it. Just get the revenge on.
Ash, I'm 133353. How'd you get revenge?
I found out my ex-boyfriend was on Tinder by a friend.
Oh. Were you dating for a while?
Yeah, we've been dating for 2.5 years.
Right.
And, I found out. So I made a fake Tinder account. And I catfished him. He didn't have his license at the time. So I got him to meet this girl. 2 bus rides away, so we would have had to like be on the bus for about an hour. And then I told him I was running late. So what I did was I ordered a pizza in my name, and I made sure it was a pizza he hated. He hated prawns and he hated garlic. And then I said, "I'm running late. Can you please just grab the pizza, pay for it, and I'll like give you some cash afterwards." And then I just like left it, like never replied, had him waiting there for hours, waiting for this girl that never showed up.
Yeah.
Revenge is best served at pizza temperature.
Yeah.
Revenge quite warm. Is best served with prawns, apparently. Yeah. Nice.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's time for Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Yes, we are going to get to nosebleed mishaps, Tom. But
don't tease it like that. I've got insane audio about a winner of a marathon that experienced a crazy bodily function.
Not before one more revenge story. Sweet, sweet revenge, often served cold, as we've learnt tonight. Some brutal stuff happening. But Patricia, what was your revenge story?
So my ex had cheated on me, and so we broke up, and he took up with this girl permanently. So
what a dog.
Yeah, totes. So I went around to his house one night, invited, of course, and her stuff was all around the house and whatever because she practically sort of kind of moved in and whatever. I used the bathroom and I saw that her toothbrush was there, so I cleaned the toilet with her toothbrush. No. Yeah. I did.
Classic.
You are pathetic, Patricia.
Oh. I know, I am. I've not actually ever told anybody that.
Oh, wow.
Now, and I thought I may as well tell whole of Melbourne.
Tom is saying it doesn't happen, but it does happen,
you
Patricia.
You are a petty, petty person, Patricia. Yep. Petty Patricia.
How do you feel about it now at 41, Patricia?
Petty Pat. I'm a lot more grown up now, I promise. But I don't regret it.
Good. There's no regrets.
Thanks for sharing, Patricia. Ollie, you have to hear this commentator and his reaction to a marathon runner's nosebleed.
Oh.
I've got the audio for you up next. It's insane.
Wow.
It's probably the best 30 seconds you'll hear tonight. And we're here for 3 hours.
And you hate running.
Oh, yeah, totally. Stick around. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, we have questions. Boulevard of Broken Dreams, streams even. Green Day, Triple M, Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Bit of a development show here tonight, I think.
Tom, Ollie's crazy, carefully worded cryptic music challenge has been ticking along. Lots of messages coming in. The clue was, and still is, they're Red and Dangerous Sparks. Two bands that we play are in there. Lots of guesses coming in, and congrats to several folks getting one of the two right. I will say that the Sparks, I'll reveal one answer here. Sparks refers to AC/DC.
Oh, of course.
And so they're Red and Dangerous is the first band. If you can get that, then message me at Tom and Ollie on Facebook. You might be the first. And if you are the first, you get a prize.
Oh, brilliant.
Maybe.
What a great game. Yeah. We don't do prizes anymore, mate. Our prize budget has been cut.
So did I say prize? I meant pride. You get pride.
You get prides. Lots of pride.
You will win a pride moment.
Ollie, I've come across some amazing audio from Eurosport. The commentator Tim Hutchins.
What were you doing on Eurosport?
Come on, let's be honest. It was on abc.net.au and a story that said nosebleed at the European Championships in Berlin.
Oh, okay.
And I did say Berlin.
Okay. I was still stuck on nosebleed, like the that song Nosebleed Section.
Oh, you mean by the Hilltop Hoods?
Don't sing it. Going to wait for the bit where it says Nosebleed Section?
No, we don't really play Hilltop Hoods on this station. But Tim Hutchings, he's commentating for Eurosport, and he sees Belarusian Volhar Mazurinak. She is
amazing runner. He is.
She is in the final lengths of the 42-kilometer marathon, and take a listen to his reaction to her nosebleed.
Mazurinak on the right, but what has happened there? Look at her face. Is that a nosebleed? That is utterly bizarre. She's got to clean that up, surely. I mean, she looks like somebody's thrown some red paint in her face, but it has to be nothing but a nosebleed, I'm sure. I've never seen that before. Quite such drastic level of bleeding. It's amazing how much mess just a few millilitres of blood can make.
I love it because he's definitely a marathon commentator because you just have to talk and talk and talk, don't you? It's 2 hours of talking.
He's also a comedian. I mean, the way he describes that is quite funny. Look at her face. What is going on there?
It's like someone's been hit in the face with paint.
Red paint.
It's called blood, mate.
It was I saw the photo, Tom. It's graphic. It's
full on.
It's like she's an orc in Lord of the Rings. She's just savaged a hobbit. She's been gouging.
One of my favourite parts is she's sponsored by Spar, which is a European shop. Right. And on the front it says, I run clean. It must be that there's something to do with like a clean energy thing or something.
Right.
But it says, I run clean with blood sprayed all over the front of it.
I run clean from a murder scene.
Yeah, more like ironically clean.
Oh, yeah.
133353, I want to know, where did the nosebleed strike? Because we have questions. So if you've had a nosebleed, it's been in an awkward position. Maybe it was at a job interview or maybe it was on a first date with someone or maybe you met the parents.
They'd I've
be
got
crazy
one,
stories. Huh?
I've got one to start off.
Yeah.
I was in school. Is that
I
good?
Suppose. Well, I suppose it does answer the question.
Yeah,
though,
it does. Can you beat that? 133353.
Where did the nosebleed strike? We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Oh, crack and tune. Turn it up.
Is that a bad answer?
Yeah, it's very bad. Edge of 17, Stevie Nicks, Triple M, Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Ollie asked a question getting you to solve his crazy, carefully worded, cryptic musical challenge. He had a clue that said they're Red and Dangerous Sparks. I don't know. The answer's coming up soon is what I'm saying. Only minutes away. But I've asked on 133353 because we do have questions. Where did the nosebleed strike? You should go and find a computer and look up the images of Volhar Mazurinak, who is the Belarusian women's marathon winner who had.
So she was winning, was she? Or
she won.
Wow.
She won, and she has got the most insane blood nose. Listen to Tim Hutchings from Eurosport describe what was happening.
That is utterly bizarre. She's got to clean that up, surely. I mean, she looks like somebody's thrown some red paint in her face, but it has to be nothing but a nosebleed, I'm sure.
That guy must be the king of padding. Like, he just has to talk and talk and talk.
But also, how strange is his hot take on, like, she's got to clean that up. I mean, she's running a marathon. She's trying to win the event. I don't think cleaning her face is the priority there.
No, you just have to push and, as he would say, you have to push and push and push and push and push.
And push that blood away.
Yeah.
Or just sneeze or something. I don't know.
Tanya, where did the nosebleed strike for you?
Yeah, g'day. I'm a nurse, and I was at work looking after a critically ill patient.
Oh, no.
And I was having a fairly serious discussion with their family.
Oh, no.
And then my nose started bleeding. And, and I had to... God. I didn't realise. And the patient's family stopped in the middle of a very serious conversation and said, "You're bleeding." And then I was very embarrassed and had to excuse myself and try and stay clean and sterile.
Oh, dear. And they've got a serious illness going on and you're just, my nose is bleeding. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was very embarrassing.
Good on you, Tanya. We love nurses as well, don't we, Ollie? We're very connected to nurses.
Oh, my mum.
My sister.
Your mum.
And my sister.
Oh, your sister.
Yeah, my mum's an early childhood educator.
Your sister.
Yeah.
Sorry, she's just very, very pretty as well. That's what I...
What?
When you mention your sister, I always think, oh, she's gorgeous.
You're probably thinking about my mum as well. My mum's hotter than your mum.
No, she's not.
Cameron, 133353. Where did the nosebleed strike, Cameron?
Oh, I did a job out in Braidwood with mum's boyfriend, and we'd only been working together for about 4 months, and I'd probably four blood noses by the end of the day. But on the second time, he was chem setting in some bolts down the bottom, and I was up the top laying some decking.
Yeah, chem setting.
And yeah, I managed to bleed all over him, all over the back of his shirt, all over the deck, and trying to walk off, and it was all over the deck, and I had to actually stand the deck back to get away the stains from the blood.
No way.
Send it back.
And anyway, I had four by the end of the day. By the time I was just holding my nose on my shirt.
What was causing it, do you reckon? Actually, I don't answer that.
I've got a couple of blood noses in La Paz in Bolivia.
Oh,
yeah.
Strange place to have them as well.
Not really. Altitude.
Yeah, weird. Oh, altitude.
Altitude.
Altitude. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Hey, this is a new one from Slash and Miles Kennedy, Driving Rain, it's called. New music here on Triple M. And up next, the answer to Ollie's carefully worded cryptic crazy musical challenge.
They're Red and Dangerous Sparks. Which two bands?
Yeah, with Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Stick around. Hey, what do you reckon about that song? It's a bit of a track, eh? Slash and Miles Kennedy. It's new music. It's called Driving Rain. And let us know what you think about it. Head to triplem.com.au and become a Triple M Club member. We love to hear what you think about the music on this station. It's Tom and Ollie, and we have questions.
That song pertains to my musical challenge, Tom, which the answer is about to come up. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We will get to your crazy, carefully worded, cryptic musical challenge very soon. We just have one last where did the nosebleed strike story after Belarusian...
Yep. Whatever. Nosebleed. Peter, where was it?
Hey, guys. It was at my Bucks turn about 30 years ago. In-house Bucks turn, private Bucks turn. It was all happening, lap dance, that you can imagine it. And all of a sudden, hear this big word, stop, stop. Quick, grab all my gear. I'm out of here. And I thought, what's going on here? And go, you better go and look in the mirror. And I had a massive nosebleed and... once you saw that, it was all over.
A massive nosebleed as well.
A massive nose and a lot of blood.
We always say it's a massive nosebleed. Always describe it as massive, Peter. Well done, mate. Poor all right, guy. Come on, Ollie. You've been wanting to crowbar this into the show for a while.
No, it's just one of our most popular segments, Tom. Ollie's crazy, carefully worded, a cryptic music challenge. I gave it out at the start of the show. If you've been listening the whole time, well done. The clue was they're Red and Dangerous Sparks, and there's two Triple M bands in there. I revealed before that Sparks refers to AC/DC, Tom, which is kind of obvious once you can separate the clue up. But that first part, they're Red and Dangerous. Lots of guesses for the Red Hot Chili Peppers. A couple of guesses for a few other bands. Matchbox 20, not sure how that works in. The answer was, for their Red and Dangerous, Guns and Roses. I mean, they're red roses and the guns are dangerous.
You should have told me this before, so I'm not doing this on the fly.
Right. Well, you're playing Macadaka there for Sparks. Well done. Anyway, the winner was Matt Bunny.
Oh, nah. Stuff that up.
Oh, Tom. Matt Bunny, congrats. You will win yourself the pride.
This is Guns N' Roses.
This is Don't Cry.
Yeah.
One of the slower starting songs of theirs. So,
okay,
not the best choice.
Can I give you this hook? Come on, system. Don't let me down. Up next, I want you to give me a use for a plastic tub that I've bought. Look, I'll explain all that next, but it's worth sticking around.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a 5-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a 5-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
One of us tonight, Tom, doing pretty well. Other one is pushing through a little bit. I did have to admit to you that I had my girlfriend's 30th on the weekend, which you came to on Saturday night. But you did bail somewhat early. You left at about midnight. And we kicked on till around 6 a.m. So, you know, who's hardcore? I am, Ollie. But what I did want to share with you is that on Sunday night, so last night, we played...
Oh, okay, so the first part of the story had nothing to do with...
It's an important setup, Tom. Oh, okay, the fact that me and Sarah both had a late one. But who was the hero? Because yesterday we played netball. We're both in this team. I of course, played as I wanted to, and I love playing netball despite the late night. Sarah, we were down a female. Like, we needed her to play. Mm. She came and watched... And watched us play.
No,
down a player.
No,
so we're playing 6-on-7, and she's not playing because she had a late one.
Come on, Sarah.
And well, mate, you're just sitting there, like, just at least come on the court and just stand there and catch it.
Nah,
my feet hurt. She did have very high heels on for a large part
like
of the night,
12 hours.
But still, you don't come to a game and watch and refuse to go on the court. I mean, is that just letting the team down or what?
That's good. I like it. That's very funny. Well, poor Sarah.
That's Sarah. That's my girlfriend. I love her. Begrudgingly. Lovingly begrudgingly.
When is the wedding? I thought you would have proposed on
no date
Saturday
set.
Night.
No. Well, steal the limelight. Make it about make her birthday about me.
Well, no. The wedding's not just about you, mate.
Oh, it will be.
It's a wedding with both people.
It will be.
You and Tom and Ollie on Triple M. We have questions. No, there was pumpkin all over the place. Smashing pumpkins tonight. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. God. Yeah, got a laugh from outside the glass there. Yeah,
no, I couldn't hear it.
Thank you, producer Eli.
Couldn't hear the laugh.
That was fun. That was good stuff. Look, I want to try and make the impossible possible, Ollie. I saw a plastic tub that had on the front of it 1,001 uses, it said. 1,001 uses.
It's a lot.
I read. And I thought, that's a lot of uses for a plastic tub. Is there perchance 1,001 uses for this plastic tub? No, there couldn't be. No, there couldn't be. But, nay, on 133353, the listeners of Triple M got involved and you had some corker creative answers.
I've definitely made a punch in a bucket before.
A bit of wax on the bottom, take the kids up to the snow and use it as a toboggan.
Instead of Coles getting in trouble with these recycled bags, they can use the tub.
Most obvious one, drums, fellas, drums.
Brilliant. And what other song to play underneath all this than Copacabana? Well, so Tom, here's what I want you to do.
The list is now at 38, and that's nowhere near 1,001. So
that's
there's
right.
more work to do.
That's right, Ollie. We've come up with 38 things.
You didn't mention goat milking. That was also mentioned last time. Goat milking.
It's hard to run a radio station and note down everything that's said.
Yeah, well, I'll do it. Treading grapes. A sex toy tub was mentioned.
That's right. We've already come up with 38 things that this plastic tub, you know, like something you'd store records in.
Sure, a vinyl holder. So cast your mind to those weird places and you go, if I was being creative, inventive, innovative, what could I use a plastic tub for? And the dimensions, what's it look like? What is it?
Look, it's like 48 centimetres by 70.
Okay.
60.
Like a sort of a standard, large-ish tub.
I would call it, you could even call it a plastic crate.
Oh,
but it's not a crate,
but
it's a tub.
Complete. Yeah, it's not going to have holes in it.
Like it has a lid on it and stuff.
Yeah.
You know those types of ones?
Yeah.
Like my dad used to put his wedding in the back. You could put that in there.
His wedding?
Used wetsuit holder.
Wetsuit, right.
Yeah. Mate, he's a surfer. Hang 10, bro. He had his 10-foot male in the back. He's a championship.
Yeah, he was a surfer.
Became gold at the Masters Games in surfing.
Didn't pass the skills to you, obviously. You went to Hawaii this year and didn't surf.
Mate, I can rip a 3-foot swell. Like there's no tomorrow.
3 foot swell. I was doing that at surf camp in year 8 on my first wave. I did a 3-foot wave.
No, you didn't. You fell off. And you were only on your belly. You belly rode it like a big belly idiot. 133353. Do you have a use for this plastic tub? Come on, Triple M. Open your minds. Throw it out there and give us a call on 133353. What can we use this plastic
tub
for?
Your dad could have housed his surfing trophies in.
Brilliant. Chuck that in there.
You could hold the air that you have in that same mantelpiece, that just the fresh air that hasn't got trophies. You can put that same air in the tub.
I'm not going to mark that one down. That's a stupid answer. 133353. Can we come up with 1,001 uses for a plastic tub?
Your tears. The tub can hold your tears when you didn't get anything.
That's a good one. Write that down. Tom and Ollie, Triple M, give us a call. It's only the truth for noise works. No lies. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 9 o'clock, you're going to hear from an associate professor from University of Wollongong, Australia. His name's Dr. Robert Gorkin, and he's come up with a brand new condom. It's actually amazing technology.
You can't reinvent the condom, Tom. It's like the wheel. It's no, already perfect.
Well, no. There's this amazing new technology that Dr. Robert Gorkin and his team have come up with, and you'll have to hear all the deets after 9 o'clock for Naughty After Nine. Right now, we have questions. That's what we do. And look, it's a big question, but can we come up with 1,001 uses for a plastic tub?
Well, Tom, we only need 990... Okay, we need 40 less, because we've got 40. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
We've got 40 ideas, 40 uses, so 960 is how many we need.
61?
Yeah, sure. 61. Yeah. 61.
It's tough, but look, the tub said that there's 1,001 uses for it, and I thought, well, let's label them all. Let's list them
well,
all.
Well, are they even out there, though? Because it's a lot of uses. Mm. Yeah, but it seems they are. The list is growing. Alan, help us out.
Hey, mate. How you going?
Good, Alan.
Mate, I had a mate who was brewing beer, and he accidentally put a hole in, you know, like you have the plastic containers with the lids on it that you do your home brewing.
Oh yeah, totally.
And the only thing that was in handy reach, because the beer, like his mixture was just about to leak out all over the floor, he grabbed one of those tubs.
Oh yeah.
Put it underneath it, put the lid on, and then he put a tap on the bottom of it, and he put it out into the bottle, so it saved his home brew.
So it's a keg,
makeshift keg.
Yeah, pretty much.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Jeez, that'd be a big night.
Well, if you did it all at once.
If you're using that as a chalice.
You had a tap at the bottom of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a keg. Like every other keg, Tom.
Hey, Alicia.
Hi.
Have you got a use for this plastic tub?
Yeah, mine is a beer one as well.
Oh, great.
It's like a makeshift esky. You've got a couple of six packs in it.
Oh yeah,
a bag of ice. That's... And then if you forget your esky, you don't have to worry about the thing in the end of the night.
Bravo.
Yeah, drink tub.
Bravo.
Also,
we haven't had it yet. That's a brand new idea.
Also, you could take it shopping and put your fruit and veggies in there.
Oh, is it
so
too?
You don't have to use the plastic bag.
You're giving us two, Alicia.
Yeah.
Oh, aren't
we've
you
already had the
generous
shopping bag one though. But we could use it as a greengrocer bag.
Had the esky as well, Tom.
Have we?
Yeah, that's why I sarcastically said that's a brand new idea.
Oh, that's
okay.
Show.
That's okay. We'll take them all.
Okay.
We're going to add doubles as well.
Are we?
Yep.
Oh God. Hey, Damien.
Hey guys. How are you?
Big breath into the phone there, Damien.
Yeah, I'm on hand three.
Oh, cool.
Guys, I could probably go all night, but the one that springs to mind would be clothes basket.
Yeah, good. Washing basket.
Wash basket, yeah, exactly right. Wash your clothes and you know, wring them out and take them out.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Very practical answers so far, Tom. Yeah. Fairly straightforward ones, which is okay. It's good to start easy.
Yeah, it's not awesome for radio, though, is it?
No.
Washing basket, drink tub, plastic bag holder.
Let's jazz it up. Think outside the box.
Come on, guys.
Or the tub, I should say.
Oh, good call.
Like, for example, a worm farm.
Oh, brilliant. 133353, get involved. What's a use for a plastic tub? We have questions. It's Tom and Ollie, Triple M. Someone can help them. It's the police. Message in a bottle. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions.
No, mate, don't.
Come on, this is a new thing. Let me...
No, it's not. No. You're not the first radio jock or announcer to start doing like shitty puns or references to song titles. It's not your new thing.
Come on, the one
Let's
before
shut it down.
Was pretty good.
No, it wasn't.
It was only truth here for Noiseworks, no lies.
But... anyone can read a band and go, oh, Gang of Youths, they've been naughty. Like, it's just not impressive.
Someone's putting on deodorant soon with Roll On, The Living End. That's coming out soon.
Oh, Dire Straits. Watch out. Those waters are a bit treacherous. You know, like, who cares? It's not clever.
No, it's good.
Like, anyone can
it's
do good. That.
Naughty After Nine, not far away. You with Triple M's Tom and Ollie, and we're trying to complete the uncompletable.
Yeah.
We're trying to figure out 1,001 uses for a plastic tub. Don't ask why Copacabana. It's just fun music. Chill out.
It needs a bit of fun, this one.
It definitely does.
Sometimes. We've had some banal answers tonight. We've had an esky. We've had a shopping bag. Brad on Facebook messaged us at Tom and Ollie. We love your messages. He said that tub could be used as a party punch bowl.
Very good.
I've had it before, but it's a good one. He said, big fan from the USA. So Brad's listening internationally.
What did DJ say as well?
DJ said a drill bit holder.
Oh, yeah.
Or hang on, what size is the tub, guys?
What size is it? I'd say it's probably 80 centimetres by 40 centimetres. by like 40, like 40. So like 80, 40, 40.
Oh, yeah.
So 80. Like 40, 80, 40. Yeah. 40, 40, 80.
So the height would be 40, though. Yep. And yeah. 80. So 40, 80, 40.
Like, let me talk tradie here. 40, 80, 40.
I thought most tradies use millimetres.
400, 800, 400.
Millimetres are the, yeah, they're the base measurement, aren't they?
Tim, what would you use for this plastic tub?
Well, you'd use it for catch of the day when you went fishing, wouldn't you? You'd throw your fish in there.
Mate, fishing, hunting, all that kind of stuff. Chuck your fish in it. Phil,
shooting.
What do you use with your tub?
A basketball ring.
Brilliant.
Oh, good. Good miserly option for a children's fun ring.
Are you getting this down, Ollie?
Oh, shit.
Come on, mate. Fish. I'm doing the phones and stuff
okay,
over
so
here.
Yeah, okay, so basketball ring and
basketball ring, fish.
Catch of the day.
John, what do you want to use the tub for, mate?
Well, we come from a bit of a, you know, a poor background, so it's a mobile sand pit for our kids.
Oh, good. Probably a one kid maximum.
Yeah, you don't want too many kids in there. We're trying to figure out 1,001 uses from a plastic tub that you might find at a hardware store. Hey, Danny, what do you reckon you should use it for?
Well, onto the fishing thing, a burley and chuck bucket.
What's burley? Like,
well, burley where you chop up all the fish. You know, you chop up all the fish into a big bucket and throw up in the same bucket.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
The burley bucket, mate.
Do you keep that stuff or you throw it away?
No, you throw it in the water.
No, you throw it bit by bit so the fish come to you slowly.
Never heard it. Burley. Okay.
Yeah, it's so the fish come to you. You never been fishing, mate?
Oh, so bait?
No, it's not bait. It attracts the fish, though, towards the bait.
Oh, it's like extra bait.
God, get fishing, mate. Hey, Judy, what do you want to use the tub for?
Hate fishing. It's so boring.
Oh, my God.
I think it should be a pizza dough cutter.
A pizza dough cutter?
Yeah, it can be a big square one. I don't know, is it a round or a square box?
Yeah, no, it is a square, a rectangle. You could be doing those slab pizzas, the square ones, couldn't you? I had one of those on the weekend.
Oh, like one of the crust
I had a
gourmet
crust,
one.
Pulled pork and slaw pizza.
Oh, God, that's good.
Crust, send us a pizza, would you?
Oh, I love the crust pulled pork and slaw.
And the peri peri chicken. God damn it.
Yeah, it's good.
Either one of those would be great crust. Thank you.
Thanks. Hey, Scott.
G'day, how's it going?
What do you want to use the tub for, Scott?
I reckon when you're out camping, you could use it as a shower base.
Yeah, brilliant. So you can recycle the water afterwards.
That's it, yeah.
Well, don't get that water mixed up with the drinking water, am I right, Scott?
Oh. No drama.
It'd be
bloody filthy, wouldn't it? Rancid, you could say. Rank.
What?
It'd be rank water.
Oh.
Josh, what's your use for the plastic tub?
Hey, mate, recycling bin. Easy one.
Brilliant.
I'm going to catch up with his writing. Camping shower? What was that last one?
A recycling bin. You might find it at a share house, Ollie.
Excellent.
Craig, what do you want to use the plastic tub for? We're trying to find 1,001 uses for a plastic tub you find at a hardware store.
Yeah, boys, how are we?
Yeah, good
man.
What about a wicket for a backyard cricket game?
Yes!
Yeah, perfect.
We've all used one of them. That's perfect for it.
Nice big size as well if you're a bit of a hack.
Is that... are you having a job? Because I'm great at backyard
cricket. You are a hack, but it wasn't directed at you.
Ben, you're our last one for tonight. What should we use this plastic tub for, mate?
Probably depends on how big your head is, but a helmet?
Yeah, Brett.
A helmet. Well, I did say a silly hat last time, but a helmet, that's a good use. That's 56 uses.
Ah, what?
Yeah, we're not quite at 1,001.
Oh.
It's always next week, though.
Yeah, I suppose so, isn't there?
Don't feel too down. We're about to get an expert in who knows who's got a brand new idea for condoms.
Stick around. Dr. Robert Gorkin isn't far away. He's an associate professor with a brand new idea and a brand new condom.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M.